bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
It's an 1886 Singer Courier safety bicycle. It's really important to the museum. It's a bicycle that we didn't know existed, that's just sort of appeared from nowhere, and which is just fantastic for the museum that we've got it. It's unique. We believe it's the only one in existence. This one is quite rare. It wasn't in production for very, very long. It wasn't really a very successful bicycle, but it's important in a step towards what became a very successful bicycle. And until this guy got in touch with who's a noted cycling historian and said, you know, this bike's appeared from nowhere, do you want it? We did a little bit of research, found out what it was and said, yes, please. It's been in a loft in a house in Devon for quite some time, we believe. I think the story is the guy who owned it was an antiques dealer, and in the 70s he bought it as a job lot. He wanted a pistol to sell on as an antiques dealer, but he had to have the bike with it, so he sold it on and kept the bike and put it in his loft. About 3 or 4 months ago, a friend of his came to stay at the house, said, I've still got that old bike in my loft. And this friend happened to be a member of the Veteran Cycle Club. He got in touch with a cycle expert that he knows. This cycle expert said, that is blooming rare. And the cycle expert got in touch with us. We are lucky in that we have an 1886 Singer sales catalogue. You can see the picture of the bike, and there is absolutely no doubt that it is what it says it is. And it might look like a bit rusty and not too clever, but it's all there. It's complete. The wheels are a little bit worse for wear, but the frame's all there, the saddle's there, handlebars. So it is a complete bike. It's fantastic.
Describe it to us then, because what the penny farthing would be before this?
In the 1880s, when this bike was made, the penny farthing was what everybody was riding. So cycle makers were looking to make bikes safer, hence safety bicycles, safer than penny farthings. So this has got a very small front wheel, quite a large back wheel, not as large as a penny farthing, and then a frame which is not unlike a modern bicycle frame. It's not quite a diamond-shaped frame which we have today, but you'd recognise it as a bicycle frame. It's got pedals in the middle. What is unusual is it has two chains to the back wheel. The inventor was looking at a previous penny farthing type bike which also had two chains, so he thought it was a good idea to put two chains on it. That lasted a year, and then this bicycle only had one chain, so that makes this even rarer, because we've got a two-chain version. And the saddle is sort of where you'd expect a saddle on a bike. It's almost what you'd imagine a modern bicycle to look like, but not quite. And that's why it's important to us, because it's a step to the development of the modern bicycle, which was also invented in Coventry. It's a missing link in terms of the Singer company. Singer were, you know, one of Coventry's biggest cycle makers and went on to be one of Coventry's biggest car makers. In the museum, we don't have another Singer safety cycle of this period. So it fits in superbly with our collecting policy, and it's brilliant. It is a missing link in that sense, that we didn't have one from Singer, we didn't know it existed from Singer, and now we have it here.
So what are you going to do now?
We're not going to restore it to showroom condition. We're actually going to keep it almost as is. We need to treat the rust so that it doesn't rust anymore. We need to do some repairs on the wheels, because the wheels won't take the weight of the bike at the moment, and we need to straighten it up and give it a really good clean, and then we'll put it on display. What's exciting about it is something of this importance has just appeared from nowhere. You know, nobody knew that it existed. There isn't another one that we know of in the world, and we've acquired it. That's what museums do. That's what we're for, to actually get something like this. It's a very positive thing. It's great for the museum, and it's great for the staff working at the museum, because I think they're making a difference. You know, we've collected something that is really important to the city of Coventry.